It's the Ben and Skin Show on 103.3 FM ESPN. We don't have much time to do this, but you hear the intro, you know what's happening. Joining us now on the phones, Benjamin, from ESPN, the great Ed Werder. And Ed, we know you're busy. We know you got a lot cooking, so we thank you for taking the time to jump on with us. You filed a report last night about the Cowboys selecting Dez Bryant, and at the end of it, you had mentioned that a source from the Cowboys indicated to you that the Cowboys are hoping he's listening more to Michael Irvin than he is to Deion Sanders. We had Deion on this morning, and he responded to this, and we thought we would play the comment for you. You ready for this?
Sure.
Okay, here you go. This is Deion on our show just earlier.
Someone that was a pretty decent reporter has just turned into a dirt bag. It's funny how when Ed reports, it's always sources say, but when you have viable reporters, they always say who said it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when all the stuff was going on with T.O., it was always sources instead of this guy said it. It is always sources with Ed. Ed, won't you just stand up and say you said that? And just think about that. I can't take a shot at Mike. Mike's one of my dearest friends, but come on, man. You're not going to put two brothers against each other. Mike is my man. So whoever has the propensity to make sure Dez does the right thing, I'm happy for the kid. We're not looking for credit. We're looking to make sure a man becomes a man and he's an asset to our society and to community. But, Ed, come on, man. I hope you're listening to that. Come on, do your homework. Be a good journalist. Quit with this sources mess. You're turning into garbage, man. That's crazy.
Okay, Ed, that was Deion on our show a little bit earlier today. What's your thought on that?
Well, first of all, I'm going to leave the name-calling to Deion, as I did with T.O. a couple of years ago. The point here is that Deion Sanders was a great football player. I admire his ability to play on the field. I admire and applaud many of the things he's doing in the community now. But the fact is, just because you're a former player and you get your paycheck from a television entity owned by the league, it doesn't make you a professional journalist. And that's what I am and what he's not. And he doesn't understand that oftentimes to get honest insight, to get good, solid information, the unfortunate trade-off is that you have to protect the identity of the people providing it, because of the potential backlash for them. And many times they're jeopardizing their own jobs to provide an honest look at whatever situation it is I might be reporting on. And I think it's important to keep in mind that the reason my source said what they did about preferring to have Dez Bryant mentored by Michael Irvin than Deion Sanders is because of the very fact that, you know, Deion Sanders' relationship with Dez Bryant has already caused Dez problems because Dez lied about it to the NCAA, not necessarily because of anything that Deion himself did. That Deion was indeed involved in some of the problems that T.O. had with Cowboys teammates before Jerry Jones took the $9 million cap hit and sent him elsewhere, which justified organizationally the report I had on him. And the problems that he was causing in the Cowboy locker room. And Deion, during his playing career, caused problems for Troy Aikman with his teammates and within the organization as well. So that's why the source told me what they did. I reported that accurately. I don't make up my sources, contrary to what Deion believes, and he has no basis to make that accusation.
All right, we're talking to Ed Werder of ESPN, our teammate, and this is all just kind of developing, and I know you don't have time. And you know, when your story came out last night, you know, Deion responded this morning and said what he said. Now you've responded, and Deion, I know I've got to go, Ed. Deion just texted us and said, "Hey, I want to jump on with Ed." You don't have time for that right now, though, do you?
I have a few minutes before I have to be on SportsCenter talking about the Denver Broncos drafting.
Yeah. No, we appreciate you taking the time,
but
Ed.
I don't want to create the impression that I'm running from Deion, but I do have a limited amount of time because I am trying to do my job.
Yeah, no, okay. No, we understand that, and we were told that before you jumped on, so we appreciate you taking the time. Maybe we can reconnoiter next week and hash all this out.
Yeah, and we don't want to put either one of you guys on the spot. I'd love for you guys to talk. It doesn't have to be on our air.
I'm certainly willing to schedule a joint appearance with Deion. I covered Deion during his football career in Dallas and elsewhere, and we've had highs and lows in our relationship, and I guess this is one of the lows, but I'm certainly willing to discuss the whole his view on journalism and my view as a professional in that capacity and the way I do my job. If he has an issue with it, I'm more than willing to discuss it publicly in the right forum.
Can we have Jerry book this showdown at Jerry World on the 50-yard line?
Cowboy Stadium.
I doubt he would think it's that entertaining.
All right, Ed, tell Hannah Storm we said hello, brother.
Always. See ya.
All right, thank you.
There he goes, the great Ed Werder. Maybe we can string that together. Maybe we can string together Dion and Ed getting on at the same time. And it's tough for you and I. It's kind of like, you know, mom and dad are fighting.
Yeah.
So we just go in our room and put on our headphones and don't listen to the fight that's going on in the living room. But that's the kind of stuff you get on the Ben and Skin show. You need to listen every single day. Things develop right out on our show, and that's why you should be plugged in. You should be plugged into the station as soon as you get up to the time you go to bed. But don't miss 1 second of the Ben and Skin show, 9 to noon every day on 103.3 FM ESPN.
All right, you can just tell the way this show's going down. Skin and I flew out on the Mav team plane. We're broadcasting from San Antonio. We're very excited about Game 3 tonight. You got stuff going on with the Rangers. Chris Davis, who does a show on our station with us, the Chris Davis Home Run Party every Thursday, sent down to AAA. Justin Smoke, the Smoke Monster is here. The Smoke Era begins for the Texas Rangers. So there's tons to get into. We're obviously going to be talking about Dez Bryant all day. This is going to be a fantastic show. We hope you've been listening for this entire hour. We hope you're going to give us your whole 3 hours. We hope you start doing that more and more often.